Welcome to Copper Country Today. We're heard Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock on 97.7 The Wolf, 8 o'clock on AM 1400 WCCY, and 9 o'clock on KBAR 102.3. Our program is brought to you in part by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest quality in medical care to help their patients live longer and healthier lives. If those broadcast times are not convenient for you, you can also now go to our website. Look for the Copper Country Today page, and you can listen to the program there, or you can even download it and take it with you if you want to, for some strange reason. Coming up in the second half of the program, Sam Ali will be talking with Andy Sikkema from the Michigan Department of Transportation about a couple of big road projects coming to our area this year, including the M26 rebuild in Ripley and some significant maintenance on the lift bridge. But here in the first segment, I'm happy to welcome in Lakeland and Hubble School Superintendent Craig Sunblad and Guidance Counselor Leon Sutherland. We're going to talk about a new program that actually got a bit of a tryout in Calumet last year, but now it's spreading across the Copper Country. How would you like to go to high school and graduate with a college degree? Welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Let me start with you, Craig. This is a program that has been around for a little while. Calumet did it a bit last year. What about it interested you?
The most interesting part of it is it gives our students a chance to earn 2 years of college and not have to pay for it. And, you know, myself having children in college, I know how valuable that is. So it's something that we looked into, and Leon has done a lot of work with it, and we feel it's a great opportunity for our students and for our parents.
So, Leon, let's go through some of this, some of the nuts and bolts on this as we get started structurally. And correct me if I'm wrong here. We're talking about students spending a fifth year in high school, and by the time they get done with that 5 years, they will have completed all of their high school coursework and the 2 years of college coursework?
Yep, that's correct.
So how does that then structure out? I'm a freshman in high school, and I'm interested in this program. What are my next 5 years going to look like?
Well, the first 2 years would be the same as they would be for most high school students. Not going to be too much different. The math might be accelerated a little bit. We might have kids taking their Algebra 1 in the 8th grade, which we do now have some kids that do that. The junior year is where students would start in the early college. We can enroll them after the junior year has started, so they have to make a decision prior to that time. During the junior year, they would take two classes in the fall and two classes in the spring at GoGibbick. They would be taking them at the campus, the Copper Country campus, and then the remainder of their day would be at the high school, finishing up a lot of their graduation requirements. Not all of them, but you know, plugging away at their math and science. The senior year, they would be transitioning a little more towards the college end. They'd have three classes in the fall and three classes in the spring, and then they would have a couple of classes at the high school. Again, kind of cleaning up those requirements. They would participate as regular seniors in their senior year. They would be with their classmates doing all the things that seniors do. They would participate in the graduation ceremony, although they would not have actually earned their diploma. We would hold that until they finished all their requirements. They'd have one remaining requirement to finish in their fifth year, because that's required by the legislation. They have to be duly enrolled. You have to be enrolled in something meaningful, something that's required for graduation. Their fifth year, they would finish that final requirement, and they would be taking a full load of classes at GoGibbick then.
Now, it's been several decades or more since I was in high school. I remember when I was in high school, I was pretty busy, and I just had regular high school classes that I was going through. Does this make students busier to try to do all of this, basically cram 6 years of work into 5 years?
It's going to be a challenge. Absolutely, it's not easy, and it's not a program that's for every student. We're gonna do some extensive screening. GoGibbick has a compass placement test that students have to meet a certain level to show that they're academically ready, and then we have an independent student survey that we're gonna survey the students' teachers and get a gauge for where they are in terms of maturity. Are they ready to be taking college level classes? And so not every student is going to be is going to be in the early college program. I mean, it's going to be, like I said, we're going to screen it hopefully very well and try and get the students that are ready for that challenge.
Do you have any idea at this point, Craig, how many students might opt to try this?
We have an idea. We're potentially right now could be between 7 and 10 of our juniors. And, you know, just keep in mind that we have about 40 in the junior class. So that would be about a quarter of the class. And also you're talking about the busyness. At least next year, the classes will be in the morning, so it won't interfere with extracurricular activities or things that students might have to do after school for us.
Because that was going to be my next question, is with all of this going on and with students going from one campus to another, what happens to, first of all, some of their extracurricular options, and secondly, some of the optional classes that they might wish to take, band or choir or art classes, things like that?
There's still some room in their schedule for electives because some of the college classes they're going to take will also count as our required classes, such as junior English, senior English, some of the math credits. Those will count as our elective or our requirements, even though they're taking them at Gogebic. So they still will have room for electives in their schedule.
That confuses me a little bit because I'm thinking if it's something that should be taught at the high school level, how do you get college credit for it?
I mean, through dual enrollment requirements, you are allowed to count college credit for high school credit, but they're matching up these classes pretty close to what we offer. You know, 11th grade English is going to have a very similar subject matter at the college level, and same with 12th grade. And the math, of course, you can match up pretty closely, but they're going to be more accelerated. They're not going to be, you know, quite the same level they're taught in the high school, but they would count as the requirement.
Okay, because I'm thinking I would take my 11th grade English in high school, and then I would go to college and I would take a class that would be more advanced than my 11th grade English in high school. That thinking's wrong on my part?
No, that's right. These will be more advanced, and that's why we want to make sure that we have the right student in there. Dual enrollment classes have existed for quite a while, so we already have some students that do this. They just won't apply towards the degree that will come out of this, because these students, if they go through the 5-year program, they'll have an associate degree. And then those classes, the goal is to apply them to a 4-year degree. And Michigan Tech, for example, takes these credits. Northern Michigan does, we've checked. So, I mean, it would be pretty valuable, we think.
Yeah, Craig Sundblad, the superintendent from Lakeland and Hubble Schools, and Leon Sutherland, who is the guidance counselor at Lakeland and Schools, my guests on Copper Country Today. We're talking about this program that they're phasing in, and a couple of other school districts also in the Copper Country are involved in this, where students can start high school, go 5 years basically to high school, and wind up not only with their high school diploma, but also with a 2-year college degree. Let's talk a little bit more, Leon, about what they can do with this degree once they have it. What kind of a degree is it?
Well, the way that Gogebic has structured it for us, and they've been really good about, as Craig said, about accommodating the high school schedule and scheduling their classes to make them convenient for our kids. They've set up 2 tracks, an associate's degree in science and an associate's degree in arts. All of our students that take early college will take the same sets of college classes in the junior year, and then they'll take a similar set in the fall of their senior year. In the spring of their senior year, they'll start to have a little bit of flexibility. There's one class that they have some choice in, and then in their 5th year, they'll meet with the school success worker, the student success worker at Gogebic, Glenn Gilbo, to set up something that's more unique to them. But the degree will be an associate's degree in art or an associate's degree in science, with the goal of transferring to a 4-year institution.
You guys are anticipating my questions here wonderfully, because it doesn't sound like this is a degree that will be standalone useful. It sounds like this is a program that's designed for kids who would want to go on and complete a 4-year college degree or perhaps even additional.
Yes, that's the plan.
So these are not there's no option at this point for a vocational version of this?
A student who wanted to do that could still take advantage of the dual enrollment courses, because you still have the 10 dual enrollment classes you can take in high school.
Okay.
They could certainly lay the foundation for a 2-year degree in building construction or automotive technology, but this particular program is not for that.
Okay, but they could, through high school, get the what we call the general ed requirements?
Sure, they could meet some of those classes with the 10 dual enrollment classes they can take.
Okay, so if the student isn't paying for this, who is?
Well, the state of Michigan, via the schools, are the ones who are paying for it. When we get a per pupil foundation allowance for every student that we have, this past year is approximately $7,000 per student. And for the even now with dual enrollment, some of that will cover their dual enrollment. If they're gone for an hour, 1/7 of the foundation allowance will go towards their dual enrollment. So when they're gone for a couple hours, you know, however that works out, then the foundation allowance is used to compensate for that tuition. And because of this fifth year now, we actually get the foundation allowance for another year, for the fifth year for those students. And that is the reason Leanne mentioned that they had to have something at our school. That's the reason. In order for us to get a foundation allowance, they have to attend a class at Lakeland and Hubble or be part of a class. So then that year, you know, we'll take our 1/7 of it and the rest of it will be applied toward their college tuition.
Is this something that in the long run could cost the school money? Because you're suddenly looking at having a number of students who, instead of being full-time, will be maybe 4/7 or 5/7.
It could potentially cost a little more, but as we mentioned earlier, we've already had dual enrollment, so we are paying some of this to colleges right now. And then on the other side of it, you get that fifth year where you're going to get an additional amount of money from those students, and some of that will go to the schools, so it will make up for that.
Okay, so some of it will eventually come back. That fifth year student, that's something you've never really had to deal with at the public school level before?
Oh, no, only every now and then when someone has to come back for their fifth year.
I mean,
I remember a couple of students I graduated with who probably fit that qualification. But what is the status of this fifth year person? Now, they're not a senior anymore, I suppose, because they've already done all of their senior things. Is this going to create a whole new class of students on campus?
In a way, but I don't think we're going to have them in what we're envisioning is a class that can be maybe delivered in a little bit of a non-traditional way. So maybe they wouldn't be on campus the same way they are, whether they're every hour currently.
You know. Okay. So I mean, would this fifth year senior be eligible for some of the extracurricular activities?
No, because especially your athletic eligibility starts when you're a freshman, you have 4 years. So they would not be able to return for any of that.
What about a biology club, French club, things like that?
I mean, a club that is school-created and school-sponsored, I would imagine, would not have quite the same. But we don't really see that these students would be that interested because they're going to have full days at Gogebic pretty much by this point.
Okay. Yeah, they're going to be moved on to basically being almost full-time college
students. Yes.
So what do you look for in a student who you think will be a good fit for this program? You said there's going to be some screening and testing. What kind of qualities do you want that young person to have?
We did some looking at some of the downstate early college programs, and I did steal some ideas from
one
of I borrowed. Yeah, that's
them.
What I did.
We're building upon their experience.
That's correct. So one of the things that I liked was one that I saw on Lansing Community College's guide, and they talked about five things that were important for being a successful student. And so we incorporated that into our screening tool. The first one was attendance, which not just physical attendance, but actually being, you know, mentally present in the class as well. And when you're gone, making sure that you're accountable for your absences and those kind of things. Being prepared, coming to class with your materials, coming to class, having done the previous night's work and being an active learner. Follow through, you know, are you somebody who does what you say you're going to do? Are you where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there? Communication, not just with other students, but also, you know, do you advocate for yourself? Do you ask questions when you need to know things? Are you an active learner? And responsibility. And so what we're asking our staff to do is when students apply for the program, we're asking them to evaluate their experience with those students and rate them. You know, do these students exhibit the characteristics of a successful student? And then we'll accumulate an average for each kid, and then we'll sit down with the parent and the student and say, this is where we're at with with the perceptions and I guess talk about it. Is this something that's realistically possible for your son or daughter?
Where along the timeline in school do families and their kids start to think about this?
Well, you know, we're at, because we're starting so early, we jammed our 10th graders up in the spring and said, we got to know, are you interested in this or not? But we're hoping, and we've introduced it as we're scheduling all of our students, we're hoping to kind of get them thinking about it in middle school so that those students that think it might be an option can start thinking about taking Algebra 1 in the 8th grade and, you know, maybe getting their math lined up a little better. Like I said, we currently have some kids who take Algebra 1 in the 8th grade, but I guess this would give them a purpose and just to get kids thinking about it. But definitely we have to have a commitment prior to the start of the junior year.
Okay, so they don't have to make a commitment prior to the freshman year.
No.
But it would probably be best.
It'd be good to know if that's what you're thinking about. You know, you can always plan for it and decide not to do it.
Because the last time I checked, kids do change sometimes.
Yes.
The kid who doesn't have their head in the game sure. in 7th grade or 8th grade might have their head in the
Absolutely.
Game by 9th
yes.
grade or 10th grade. And so there's it's good that there is some flexibility there. What happens now with programs like this to the traditional 4-year college track? The kid graduates from high school, goes to Michigan Tech or Northern Michigan or Finlandia and enjoys the 4-year college experience. Are we seeing an erosion of that?
I don't think so. I mean, I think those that want that experience will be in line to get it. I think this is out there for students, first of all, for a financial reason, where parents may have trouble covering that first year of college. And you know, just keep in mind that you're going to end up with 2 years of college after that first year. So it actually puts you ahead of a little bit over somebody that went on the traditional track. You know, is it important for some of these students to go away when they graduate and live on campus? You know, yes, it is. And that won't happen that first year with this program. But we also see many of our students living at home while they're attending the local colleges, and this would be ideal in that situation. And then they also have the opportunity to go into that traditional college experience after that fifth year. You know, they'll enter as a junior in most cases, and they can just, you know, jump into that college experience.
As you look at this, Leon, you talk with kids who are planning on going on into college, and you know about the programs that they're going to be going into. Typically, will all of these credits transfer and help them out, or will some of them transfer and help them out? What are you seeing?
It's going to vary from school to school, but you know, we send a lot of kids to Tech. We send a lot of kids to Northern. And we don't anticipate any issues with those schools. GoGibbick works very closely with them.
I'm not thinking so much in terms of whether they can transfer, but I'm thinking more in terms of will they fit the programs
okay.
that the kids are looking at going into?
I would say yes, just because they're going to be pretty generic. I mean, they're going to be classes that you could use, you know, to fill a humanities requirement, to fill a science requirement, to fill a math requirement. And basically any program you're going into is going to have those foundational classes. There may be some that they, you know, they fill as a general elective that don't necessarily meet a specific need, but they count towards their 135 or 128 credits or whatever they need. But I can't see many of them not being useful in some sense.
And I suppose that there will still be instances where students go on to Michigan Tech or Northern or Finlandia where they get into a program where they have to take a 3-year arc of courses to get through it anyway. And so they're still going to be on campus for longer than just a couple of years. It's just that they don't have to take such a heavy class load.
Sure.
Certainly.
So you guys are getting into this. Calumet actually opened this program up on kind of an experimental basis last
yes.
year. They obviously had a good experience with it, or you wouldn't be looking at it.
That's correct.
I know that Hancock is thinking about this. Are you aware of other schools in the area that are involved?
We opened our discussions with all of the area schools, and we had Hancock come to a meeting and get some information, and then there were two other schools, Dollar Bay and Jeffers, have looked into it also. You know, what their plans are, I don't know at this time. It would be to our advantage to have more than us involved because that would give us some flexibility with scheduling. But Gogebic will offer these classes whether there's other schools or not, because they would just open it up to their general population then after our kids are put into the classes.
Are there any figures at this point as to how much money this saves a family? Yeah. College ain't cheap.
No, it's not. And if you just do the math off of what you can find online, 63 credits, if you just went to Gogebic and wrote a check for the tuition, you'd be a little under $9,000. If you went to Northern does their tuition on a block. So you 12 to 18 credits, you pay a flat fee. So if you broke it up, basically you're looking at about 18 grand for 63 credits at Northern. And at Michigan Tech, again, their structure is a little bit different yet, but you're upwards of $26,000, $27,000, $28,000. And those are tuition numbers. So if you're going to Northern, you're not going to commute. So you're going to have room and board there. I mean, the costs just continue to go up.
Boy, that means a lot to a family, Craig.
Yes, it definitely does. You know, as I mentioned, I've had two children go to college already, and I certainly understand the cost of it. And this would be a great opportunity for the right student, but it would be a great opportunity.
What about some of the other costs that are typically associated with college courses, books, lab fees, things of that nature? Are these covered by the program as well?
To the level that we're obligated to fund, there are the dual enrollment legislation outlines what we're obligated to pay for, and then we have a certain dollar amount, as Craig mentioned earlier, that we're obligated to pay that amount regardless. I mean, that amount or less, whatever the lower amount is. So in many instances, it will cover partially the textbook. It certainly, up to this point, has covered tuition. You know, Gogebic and Finlandia and Tech have all been really good about encouraging the dual enrollment. And it should cover the bulk of the money anyway.
Because textbooks ain't cheap either.
No,
these days.
They sure are not.
I mean, at least the first semester next year, with the numbers we have right now, we think a textbook would be included in that, right, Leon?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's our goal. That would be the best way to do it.
And you mentioned the college classes will not be taken at the Lake Linden campus. They'll be taken at the Copper Country Gogebic campus.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we like about it, is that it does actually give the student the feeling of actually being on campus. I mean, it's nice that you can stay on your own and not have to transport, but there's something to be said also for actually being in college and experiencing learning with other adult learners and in a different environment.
Is there something that gets lost in this in terms of what we have known as the four-year high school experience if you have kids who are basically part-time high school students?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, we're talking about, as Craig mentioned, about a quarter of the kids, and that obviously leaves 75% of them who are still in the regular traditional high school track. And, you know, many of these kids would dual enroll anyway. They would be taking two or three classes during the course of a year. And
see, I'm so old, we didn't have dual enroll. We barely had community colleges when I was in high school. So that's what I wonder about is for the student who now no longer is fully a part of the full day at Lakeland and Hubble High School, is there a little something that gets lost?
I think it's already the case, because we send vocational students out for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And we send the dual enrollment already out. And because we do that, we should be able to transport our students to Gogebic and pick them up and bring them back. So it would be a pretty safe mode of transportation. And, you know, I don't think it would really change. These are things we've been doing for a couple of years right now.
Okay. Do you have plans in place to kind of monitor this program, make sure that the kids are doing all right in it? How will you know if it's being successful?
Yeah, we've got, I'll be working with students from the high school end, and we're planning to check in periodically, make sure things are going well. And again, Mr. Gilbo will be monitoring from the Gogebic end and making sure that kids are doing what they need to do. And if they need help, he'll be helping to arrange for that. I think we've got that covered.
Now, I know that you have already reached out fairly aggressively to parents in your school district, but if there are parents who are listening to this saying, gee, somehow I missed that, I'd like to know more about it, or maybe parents who have kids that are coming up in the next couple of years, how can they find out more about this?
I mean, Leon has been great with providing information to anybody who's interested. When we had a meeting, you know, we had interest from people who don't have students who are going to be juniors, freshmen, sophomores. We had questions from eighth graders. And so just call us and we'll get you the information. We hope at some point to include something on our website that would be a little more detailed, and they should be able to access that and get some more information. The parent response that we've had has been great. I mean, the parents are really interested in this. They have a lot of good questions, and we keep emphasizing to them that this is a first year. You know, we'll have to change the program as we go. And some of these questions they've posed to us have already caused us to think through some things that we hadn't thought of. And then, you know, and then also our Board of Education has been awesome. They've empowered us to go ahead and find something for this group of students, and they've been supportive and they've had good questions also. So, you know, we think we're on the right track right now.
Well, I wish you the best with it. I hope it works out wonderfully for the school district and for the kids. And we've got to wrap things up here. But thank you so much, Craig Sundblad, the Lakeland and Hubble School Superintendent, Leon Sutherland, the Guidance Counselor. Thank you for being my guest. And Sam Ali will be talking highway projects in just a moment here on Copper Country Today.